For 7 months, the former fighters of Nepal's Maoist party have stayed at 28 camps across the country as part of a peace deal made last year. Under the deal, the Maoists agreed to abandon their armed rebellion and join an interim government and parliament. The United Nations has registered more than 31,000 Maoist fighters, but has yet to verify that all troops are over 18 years old. It also wants to check to be sure new fighters were not recruited after the peace process began. Last month, the Maoists blocked UN verification until conditions were improved in the camps and salaries were paid to their fighters. Nepal's cabinet decided Monday to give a monthly allowance equal to $46 for each Maoist fighter in the camps, which are also known as cantonments. Krishna Bahadur Mahara is the spokesman for the government and also a senior Maoist leader.
I think we have solved a major problem with cantonments.
Mahara said the monthly payments would be given to all 31,000 Maoists currently in the camps, not just those verified by the UN to be legitimate soldiers. The cabinet decision on allowances could mean a breakthrough for the UN verification process, a key part of last November's peace deal. Kiran Dwyer is the spokesman for the UN mission in Nepal.
UNMIN has been ready to do this process now for the last couple of months, so this would be very good news. And we would seek to meet with the Maoist leadership very soon so that we can iron out the details and commence that process.
The United Nations says it can begin verification within days. Final arrangements must first be cleared by the Joint Monitoring Coordination Committee, a body made up of representatives from the UN, Nepal government and Maoist army. Liam Cochrane for VOA News in Kathmandu.